also want to thank God for the privilege of being here. I'm so happy that my daughter, our daughter, is here at camp. And our son will come to work on the third period. And God willing, we will come and work on the fourth period.
Praise God.
I'm thankful that God allowed us to think, to feel, to enjoy fellowship for these grounds. What a privilege we have. I wonder how many pilgrim camps are throughout the earth. How many do we have in Europe? How many do we have in South America, in Africa? Places like this where people rejoice and enjoy God and enjoy God's church. I'm so glad that God allowed us to know Him. Marvel at His character, marvel at His works, marvel at His nature. You know, when we walk here, last night we were looking at the stars, and it's amazing, you know. Our mind is so tiny, and God is so huge. I enjoyed a lot of the last sermons, taking Jesus' words seriously. And any time that we depend on ourselves, I feel that we get a little sidetracked, because our minds are so tiny. That's why it's better to choose and trust. Regardless of what's going on, many times we value God and we make our analysis and our determination of who God is or what God does according to our circumstances. But we made a big mistake by doing that. The Bible calls us to live by faith and not by sight. And having a finite, tiny mind and having a very small vision, so we don't see everything that is going on. We only see, you know, the little circumstances, the trials, the needs, the problems. But God is in control. The Bible says that God is in control of nations, of history. How many people have lived so far? When you look at the statistics, you know, some people estimate more than 100 billion human beings. And God is fair with each of them. God deals with generations after generation after generation, nation after nation after nation. And God is in what? In control. He's not worried because things are the way they are today. So I find a big strength, a big stability when I look at God and who God is, and that He is in control. We might not like what we see. We might not like what we go through. We might not like what we have to endure. But it helps a lot when we see through history and we see that God loves us dearly and He wants to be with us. Yes, and we just have to be faithful. We have to be faithful. We ought to be faithful. He is faithful to us. So let's take a few moments in these days to look through history, see who God is. He is beyond what we know. One of the challenges that I see in my mind is in heaven. You know, we're so used to little things. People think, oh, how heaven is going to be like. So don't even say that I'm going to be bored in heaven. No. What are we going to be doing there? But it's because we don't really appreciate God's nature and God's power. You know, eternity. You know, we're so biased because, you know, we look at our lives from the point that we're born until the point we depart, 100 years the most. But eternity, you know, eternity is no time. There is no time. We're not bound by nature. We're not bound by time. So it's so excited to be able to come outside our tiny circumstances and enjoy who God is. Moses, when Moses asked God, show me thy face, I would wonder why Moses asked for that prayer. You know, Moses in the Old Testament, if somebody knew God, you know, Moses was a close person. But even though he knew what he knew, he wanted what? He wanted more. He wanted more.
Yes.
And if you look at Moses, you know, circumstances, dealing with the Jewish people, the Jewish nation, complaining here, left and right, problems, left and right, you know, anybody will throw the towel. You know, this is not fair. But he chose to what? He chose to, you know, get to know God better. And I think that's a good testimony for us. You know, when we are challenged by our circumstances, let's choose to know God better. Let's recognize that we are tiny, tiny, tiny. We were singing yesterday, I believe, tiny worms. And some people get offended like that. I'm a worm? But when you look at yourself and you look at who God is, I mean, we're even below worms. Pilgrim Camp is a place where our minds get enhanced, where God chose more and more of who He is and what He does. And it's such a privilege to be here. We thank you for your prayers, for your fellowship. You know, it's such a privilege to be part of the ministry, be part of this ministry, and we belong to the body of Christ. And what a privilege.
Praise God.
Thank you for your prayers.
Thank you. Praise God. Lord, bless our brother and our sister and their family as they travel home today and continue to minister to their daughter as she's down in the village. Bless our brother's ministry at home, Lord, as he pastors the church there. Lord, we pray that you will just anoint him with fresh oil, Lord, and let more of Jesus be evident in his ministry, your word given, your spirit moving, Lord. We pray, Jesus, that you will strengthen them as they return home, Lord, and we pray that in the short time that they were here, that they will discover that Jesus has met them and equipped them and prepared them to continue to serve him in these days that are before them. And as they return back to serve here on the staff, Lord, our brother counseling in August, we just pray that you will prepare him and continue your good work in their lives, Lord. We thank you for the blessing they are to us here in this place, and we just commit them to you and your loving care in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God.